The golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans, bringing you the Vaughn Monroe Show with Shirley Booth.
Racing with the moon, high up in the midnight blue.
Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on this special series of those vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone. Perhaps one of the best-remembered baritones of radio, television, and records was Vaughn Monroe. Born in Akron, Ohio in 1911, his musical career began on a borrowed trumpet. High school became a showcase for his talents, and subsequently he earned enough money to attend college. With his aspirations somewhat confused between engineering and music, Vaughn made his decision to devote his energies to dance bands in 1933, and his long and successful career began with a string of hits that included Red Roses for a Blue Lady, Ghost Riders in the Sky, Ballerina, and of course that great musical signature, Racing with the Moon. Here then, from a 1947 Here's to Veterans broadcast, the man with muscles in his voice, Vaughn Monroe.
Thank you and good evening. We'll begin with a toast to the future and to the men who can make it glorious. To the ex-servicemen and women who have returned to the schools of our land under the GI Bill of Rights. Our hope is in their hands. Our hope that the day just around the corner will be, as the song has it, a good day.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get a going if you're gonna make a showing, and you've got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath, throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Good night.
And that was Vaughn Monroe singing, It's a Good Day. And right now, I think it's a good time to hear this message from the VA.
Can you imagine, out of 29 million veterans, how many are named John Jones, Bill Brown, or William Smith? And can you imagine how many are troubled by mail mix-ups and all sorts of identification problems? Well, when a veteran writes a letter or asks about a claim and gives only his name as identification, the trouble begins. Most likely, there are thousands of John Joneses in the VA's master index file. Almost every name has hundreds of counterparts, and popular names like Jones, Brown, and Smith have hundreds of thousands. Unless you give more specific personal information identifying yourself, it will be like looking for a needle in a haystack to find your records. One easy way you can help the VA avoid confusion and delay in responding to your letter or claim is to include your C number every time you write to the VA.
As a fellow who sometimes wonders about such things, I have sometimes wondered why everything connected with the word Brooklyn is supposed to be funny. Once upon a time, back in Babe Herman's day, the Dodgers were a very funny ball club, but they have grown less comic lately, so it can't be that. Perhaps it's because Brooklyn is the hometown of my favorite blonde, Dottie Mahoney, also known as Miss Shirley Booth.
Mr. Monroe, it's a big thrill for me to meet you. It's something I won't forget even if I live. I mean, even if I live to be 100, if you follow me. And I wish you would sometime.
It's a pleasure having you with us, Dottie.
Oh, but really, Mr. Monroe, this is a very exciting moment for me because you You have no idea how popular you are in my section of Brooklyn.
Really?
Oh, it's fantastic. The other night, my boyfriend came over and we tuned in on the radio. We did the conga. The next day, I couldn't walk.
You mean you couldn't walk just from doing 1, 2, 3 kick?
Who do you think my boyfriend was kicking? I have more trouble with my boyfriend.
Well, Dottie, don't be discouraged about getting a man. After all, is that the most important thing in life? No. Will getting married make you happy? No. Is a man the only thing you're interested in? No.
Mr. Monroe.
What?
Let's try that again with my answer.
Well, Dottie, no visit from you would be complete without a song.
Well, it just so happens that I just happen to have a song you might like to hear.
Wonderful.
And if a certain fellow in Brooklyn has his radio on, stop eating for a minute, Leon Beefendorfer, and listen. Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you. Dreaming the lonely nights through. Leon Diefendorfer, I'm singing this song to you. Oh, I'll admit I said mean things about you in the past. I called you skinny and ignorant and bow-legged. But that's better than telling lies about you. If it's not too late, I'll come back to you, Leon, and we'll go steady again, but not with each other. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Loving you, dear.
We'll be back with more from Vaughn Monroe after this brief reminder.
Veterans, keep these details in mind when writing to the Veterans Administration. Every time you write, be sure to include your present address. If you have a claim number, it's called a C number, be sure to include that. No other individual has that same number in VA records. It's yours alone. If your letter is about GI insurance, be sure to give your insurance policy number. It's on your policy, and no two are alike. Including your date of birth and the branch of service you are in will also help the VA to help you. Remember, when you write to the VA, furnish as much personal information as possible. That way, you can be sure the VA will respond promptly to your letter or claim.
And now we come to the tune that stops with veterans in Louisville and Dallas, too. In New York City, XGI's demand it, or them few other songs will do. For many weeks in many towns, this song's among the best. I'll gladly sing it for you now, the veteran's request. Stop dreaming of
man who wrote our next song was, for a short period back before World War I, a member of the French Foreign Legion. His name, Cole Porter. His song, I've Got You Under My Skin. I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to get in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
And that's Vaughn Monroe, one of the best-remembered radio voices from the 1940s and early 1950s. This is John Hickman inviting you to join me again soon when we delve into our priceless archives to bring you more of those great Here's to Veterans radio classics. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
Return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest. And here's a special salute to the veterans of Vietnam. You served your country well, and now the VA is ready to serve you. Here's to Veterans.